The radio and higher education worlds are mourning the loss of Richard Hinchliffe of Glen Ridge, New Jersey, who passed away earlier this month from glioblastoma. Dick Hinchliffe was 68. He led a distinguished career in journalism in New York at NYC, WNYC, a former news director there. He also worked for Bloomberg Radio and the Associated Press during his career. And you may remember he anchored some newscasts here at WBGO in 2010 and 2011.
And here in New Jersey, where flooding has forced hundreds from their homes, Governor Christie declared a state of emergency, allowing National Guard troops to be called up if necessary.
Dick Hinchliffe was a true professional who gave back in many ways. He most recently was an assistant professor of radio and the director of WNTI Radio at Centenary University. I had the pleasure of talking to his Montclair State University radio classes many times, where he was the general manager of the college radio station from 2011 to 2015. His students were engaged, and you could tell they loved their professor. His wonderful mix of humor and knowledge made him a delight to be around. Many of us here at WBGO, past and present, knew Dick Hinchliffe very well, and our hearts go out to Dick's wife, Catherine, his daughters, and family. The family requests that in lieu of flowers, donations be made to the American Brain Tumor Association. We will certainly miss Dick Hinchliffe.